Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Welcome to the show. This is an awesome Friday morning. Getting ready for the weekend. I tell you, it's been an awesome week. We're finishing up the month of July. When Monday comes, it will be August. August 1st coming on Monday. Another month gone by, the summer going by. I tell you, it's been great. And what we are going to do for the next month, for the month of August, I'm taking a vacation. I don't know about you, but I'm taking a vacation. So this today will be our last live show until September, when I come back from traveling, we will start. So that probably I'm almost a good 2 months, because we'll be on vacation for 1 month, and then for the other month, we will be revamping the show. So we want to do something totally new, something different, and we're going to come back and let you know all about it. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can follow us on LinkedIn, on Meetup, Stumbled Upon, Blogspot. There will be many places where you can follow Coach Lilisa and find out what we're working on next and where we will be next, what conferences we'll be doing, what seminars, what workshops. But we are going out and we will be traveling. But we will also be out gathering information from customers to see exactly what they need in terms of coaching. So that's what we're doing. We've had an absolutely Talk Radio, but you know we have over 300 archived shows, over 300 archived shows, so you are more than welcome to go to the archives and listen to the various shows. Now, some of the shows do not have the title of the show listed, and so I will be spending some time getting that done and making sure, and that's going to be a very lengthy process there, but I will definitely do it. Don't forget, you can go back and listen to the segment with Mr. Well, any Wednesday, Mr. Versi Walker. You could also do the month of February where we had James Bond, the James Bond lifestyle. But this is your time to really, really, really go back and listen to some of your favorite shows and listen to some of the very, very powerful guests, some of the shows that you missed. So definitely, definitely, definitely do that. So what I'm going to do, so definitely this is our last show for the next couple of months. So just wanted to let you know that. Come on and let you know that. And now for those of you who are already up and on the air, I will be playing one of our, shows from the archive for you this morning. But I wanted to come on and definitely let you know that. So if you just tuned in, you've tuned in to the Coastal Elisa Show, where this will be our last live recording for the summer, but you will be able to go to the website, or even from your handheld device, you can listen to shows in the archive. The show dates are listed right there, and you can go and you can hear one of the shows. So I'm, right now I'm plugging you into a previously recorded show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And so this particular show, the recorded show that you're going to be listening to is How to Get What You Want Out of Life. And I thought that would be a very fitting topic for today. So if you just stand by for a moment, we'll be going to that show in just a minute. So, but it's been great. It's been real.
Remember how we would do those Valentine cards and couple of grades. We did the, then I remember my sister, when she had my nephew, how we would do Valentine's Day cards for her son. And then I remember some years later where the names really began to change and get more difficult to spell. I remember me and my sister were, other sister were sitting down to do her daughter's Valentine's Day cards. And back then, you know, the teacher didn't think to send home a list of names. And we had no clue how to spell these names, so we got the biggest laugh out of trying to figure out how to spell these children's names. Because back in the day, if your name was Betty, Brenda, Linda, kind of common standard type names, and anyone could spell them. But then once the names began to change, but we thought that was funny. So, good morning, good morning, welcome. Well, today is fantastic Thursday. I hope you're feeling empowered. I hope you're feeling ready to get going and keep going or start going, whatever it is you need to do. Our topic that I want to talk about today is how to get what you want out of life. So I ask you a question. Are you getting what you, what your deepest desire in life is? Are your deepest desires and dreams being met? I mean, really, are you really living a life that's on purpose? That you know exactly what, or you feel that you know exactly the purpose that God created you to do? And if you are living this desired life, how satisfied are you? How fulfilled are you? So how satisfied are you? How fulfilled are you with your life? Financially, how satisfied and fulfilled are you with your financial abilities? Your abilities to get the finances that you need in order to live a fulfilled and a satisfied life. Are your finances in place? How is your, what's your strategy for getting the finances that you want? And then, what about your health? Is your health in line with what you want out of life so that you can live both a satisfied and fulfilled life? And joy and peace and happiness. Also, how about your mental capacity? How is your mind? How are your thoughts? How is your thinking? Is it aligned with being satisfied? Being really fulfilled? Are you really happy with your life? Are you happy with the way things are going? Again, what is your health and your financial and your mental abilities? Your career, how satisfied with you? How satisfied are you with your career? Regardless of the choices that you made earlier, mistakes that you may have made, roads that you may have gone down, that at the end of the road, you realize you are on the wrong road. You know, those people who sometimes climb the corporate ladder just to find out that your ladder was up against the wrong building. It's those people that get to the top of the mountain, and when they get there, they look around and say, is this all there is to it? Is this what I worked so hard for and scrammed and scraped and did all that I did? Is this it? Well, if you don't want to get to the top of that mountain and say, is this it? Or if you don't want to get to the top of that ladder just to realize that your ladder was on the wrong building anyway, if you don't want to get to the end of that road to realize that, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong road. Do something about it now. There's no time, I can guarantee it. There's absolutely no time like the present. Right now. That's it. Do it now. Get your life in order, control, mastery, whatever you want to call it. How to get what you want out of life. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. How you can get that dream life, that life that is truly satisfying. Aren't you tired of going through life ho-hum and, oh, I wish this could be better. Oh, I wish that was better. Stop wishing and start doing. Get out of the wishing business. Remember the other week, I had to get out of the trying business. I hope you're not trying anymore. I hope you stop trying. We had a funeral for try. We buried try. We paid our last respects. We had the repast, everything, the whole nine yards. We invited the family members over. Now we need to do something else. We got to get out of the wishing business. I wish my life was better. I wished I had a better job. I wished I had more money. I wished my book was a bestseller. I wished I could be in movies. Whatever the wish is, I wish I was happily married. Well, some just wish they were married. And see, that there is the problem. Many people who wish they were married get married and wish they weren't married. I know so many people. I don't know if you all know people like that, but I know so many people like that. Oh, I wish I was married. I wish I was married. It's like a record. And as soon as they get married, they're calling everyone they know and, okay, please pray that this thing changes or that I get out of it. So we want to get out of the wishing business. Out of the wishing business and get into the doing. It's doing. Wishing will get you nothing but a wish. That too. Wishing for children. You know how at Christmas time or Thanksgiving and you would have turkey and the parents would get the what they call the wishbone, part of the turkey, this bone that is shaped like an upside down Y or an upside down U with a little stem on it, and then you would or a V, and then you would have two people grab hold of either end and break it. And whoever got the biggest part of the break, they would get the prize. Whoever got the biggest part of the break would basically, their wish was said or thought to come true. And that's great, you know, for children. But we're adults now. We need some grown-up mechanisms. Wishing is great for kids. And the tooth fairy comes, and, you know, when a child has a tooth that's come down, falls out, knocked out, what have you. How they put it up their pillow and they wish the tooth fairy would come and leave them a few dollars or a few cents or what have you. Well, it was cents back in my day. Now it's probably. Now the kid probably wants you to leave a credit card. Well, back then you just left a quarter or a dime and you thought you were doing something great. But that was because we had penny candy stores. So stores you could actually go to and just with, you know, a penny, you could come out with a small sack full of candy. Probably can't do that these days. So, here's the thing. What is it that you're wishing that your life was? Okay, well, let's look at that for a moment then. And by the way, good morning and welcome. If it's your very first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, good morning and welcome. Our topic today is how to get what you want out of life. Got to teach you this thing. You got to get what you want. You know, it's dominion here. Dominion, and we have everything here, and we have every right. It is your God-given right to have a joyful life, to have a happy life, to have it more abundant. It is your your absolute God-given right. He has given you power to get wealth. So when I said to you, what is your financial ability? That means that you have a capability to do something. And it's on you to strengthen your financial getting muscle, just like you strengthen the muscles in your biceps, or you strengthen the muscles in your upper thighs, or what have you. It's just the same. You have the ability. But are you strengthened in those areas? See, we weren't taught. Some of us weren't. Some were. We're not taught like this to strengthen. Then why do you think so many people are emotionally weak? They were not taught to strengthen their emotions. You cannot go getting upset at everything that someone does to you that hurts your feelings or doesn't go your way. If so, you will be what some people call, well, several years ago they probably would call it, an emotional wreck. And today they just say you're a hot mess. Emotionally, financially. Now, we all, got degrees of how we need to get in line, or we need to become on point with our finances, our health, our mental capacity, our emotion, our spiritual self. Some of us, the financial part is great. The physical part is okay. The mental part is, not bad. But our spiritual self is a disaster. It is a train wreck waiting to happen. It's a tornado that's about to blow through and destroy and rip apart everything in your path, your finances, your health, and your mind. So, the spiritual side of you has to also be on track. The finance, same thing with your financial plan. How to get the life you want. Because when you're not living satisfied, fulfilled, you are doing damage to yourself and to everyone around you. To yourself and everyone around you. And not only the people that are around you, but the people that are around them. And the people that are around them. When we do an act, say, it's like dropping a pebble in a lake, in some water, a little pond, and you see what happens when you do that. Just try it. You drop it in, and then you instantly see these little circles of waves start to go out from that pebble that was dropped. We call that a ripple effect. And so it continues to touch beyond the spot where you dropped the little pebble on the rock. And that's how we are. We are a rippling effect. We touch not only the lives of the people around us, but the people around them and around them and around them. So you want to touch people. You can't help but to touch people. That's natural. We're going to touch people. That's what makes us so unique. That's what makes human beings so unique. We have this ability to do this. So what impact are you going to have is going to be based on how satisfied and fulfilled you are in terms of having a great impact, a powerful impact. Everyone around you. So you're not just doing it for you. It's not just about you. And I know it's me time and all that, and that's great and that's fine, that's wonderful, and I celebrate that too because I had my own me time. I understand that. In other words, we've worked so much for everybody else, now let's do something for me. But the reality of that was really, we were touching a lot of people. But if we're not happy, if we're not satisfied, if we're not fulfilled, what legacy are we leaving on people? What impact are we leaving on the people? things you have to start doing is you have to stop wishing and start doing. Stop wishing and start doing. So, by the way, good morning, and welcome. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people. I know Miss Shaquanda, it's her birthday, so happy birthday, Miss Shaquanda. Happy birthday, Miss Alicia. It's also her birthday today. And any others that have birthdays coming up or you just have a birthday today, I want to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Chris. Good morning, and welcome. Some of you in the chat room may say, well, I don't see these people. Well, these people are people that will probably listen to the archives. Good morning and welcome, Miss Kiva. Good welcome, INC TNT. Good morning. If it's your first time tuning into the show, we welcome you. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Coach sounds is low. All right. I'm sorry, Patricia. Is that better? Is that higher, Miss Patricia? Good morning. Okay, it sounds kind of low. Okay. Could be louder. Okay, thank you for letting me know that. I'm glad I came back over to the chat room. So thank you, because we do want you to hear what we're saying. Okay, good. And you can hear now, I hope. Wonderful. Yes, okay, Patricia said that now the kids want dollars. Yeah. Pat, I believe they want credit cards today. Well, okay, yours are still small, and they don't care as long as they get. Okay, great. So she said that's how it should be. I was talking about the tooth fairy and wishing and saying how wishing is for children. Wishing is for, you know, for kids. Okay, Paul, thank you. I'm glad you can hear much better now. So probably the people on the switchboard probably couldn't hear that great either. So good morning, and welcome. We're talking here today how to get what you want out of life. This life, let me give you a newsflash for some of you. This is a newsflash just in from the news headquarters. This is the only life you're going to get. We know that this is it. Right here. Make the best of it. I know people think they're going to come back as a butterfly and all this other stuff. But here's the thing. This is your life that you're living. You know, Billy Paul made that song years ago. This is your life. Okay? It's the only one you got. Make the best of it. In other words, stop wishing and start doing. Oh, I wish I had a car. I wish I had a family. I wish I had this. I wish. Next thing you know, you're 70 years old. You're still wishing. You haven't gotten any of the things that you wished for, because that's not how you get things in this life. I don't know anyone that has gotten anything by wishing. Now, if you know somebody, please, give them my 800 number. Tell them to call me. By the way, I will get them on the Coach Lisa Show, and I will interview them live. I will even fly to where they are if they are not here in this state. You don't get there by wishing. I wish I had better health. No, that's not how you get better health. You get better health by eating properly, getting the proper rest, and doing some other important things. You get it by wishing. Oh, I wish I had, you know, some of us business owners. I wish I had more customers. Sorry, sounds cute, but that's not how we get more customers. We don't wish them. I don't know, maybe that's from a song that I can't think of the authors right now, the composers of the song, the writers of the song. And they said, I'm wishing on a star. To find out where you are. No, that's not how you find out where people are. It's by wishing. You get what you want out of life by the secret. I'm going to give you the secret in a second. I'm going to give it to you in a second. Some of you real astute people on here, you already picked it up because I've said it about 8 times already. let me tell you how to get what you want out of life. How to get your dream job, your dream car, your dream house, your dream career, your dream business, your dream husband, your dream wife, your dream singleness, if that's what you desire, if you want it. I'm going to tell you a couple of little things you got to do. Very, 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 very simple. No more than 5 days, I promise you. You're going to be able to remember this. How to get your dream. One of my favorite things to teach people how to do is to get their dream job. I really think that's my favorite. Because to me, it's the easiest. You see, your dream job. But I also love teaching people how to get that dream life. How to get the life. How to live the life that you really want to live. Not a life where you're waking up every day. Oh boy, another day. Oh boy, what's going to happen today? That kind of thing. Or like the people who get to work and climb that corporate ladder only to find out they have the ladder. What? On the wrong side of the building. On the wrong building or the wrong side of the building. Now you've wasted years, you've wasted talents, you've wasted time, you've wasted energies. Probably spent a lot of money, probably went through a lot of headaches. For what? For what? Only to find out this isn't really where I want to be? How horrible is that? Despicable. No. We're stopping that. We're not doing that. Just like we very try. We don't try anymore. Oh, I'm trying to do it. No, you're not trying to do it. You're doing it. That's the secret. You're doing it. One of them. Just do it. Stop wishing it would happen and make it happen. Stop wishing you had a higher level of education. Go get one. Simple end of story. Go and get one. Stop what you do. You know, they say if you ever get set on fire or catch on fire or whatever, they say what? Stop. Drop and roll. So, when it comes to getting what you want out of life, if you're on a path, on a road, climbing up a ladder that is not the right one, stop, drop, and move on. Stop, drop what you're doing, and move on to something else. Well, sometimes you don't even have to stop what you're doing. Some of us can multitask. You can do one thing while you're working on something else. You can have your dream job, your dream finances, your dream spiritual life. You know, some people say, oh, they're so heavenly bound and they're earthly good and things like that. Or, you know, why does this person sound so preachy and all these things? You know, are they real? Well, you can be whatever it is you want to be. If you want to be real, that's fine. If you don't, that's on you. You can have what you want so that you no longer have sentences that start with, I wish, or I'm trying. You don't want sentences that start with that. You are doing, so you don't have to say anything. You just go do it. And once you do it, everybody will be able to see it. You won't have to tell anybody. They will see it. I'm doing this, I want to do that, No. Do it. Do it. You have to want to do it. Just do it. If we spend less time trying, wishing, and wanting, and more time doing, you'll be surprised. You will have everything that you want out of life. Don't say, for the married, first married people, because, you know, Valentine's Day is coming. It's going to be Monday. Don't see, it's Monday. It doesn't matter. If it's Monday, Sunday, don't say, well, it'd be better if it's on Saturday. Why? Why is that? Why would it be better if it was on Saturday? In your mind, I'm just asking if you're saying to yourself, well, it'd be better if it was a Saturday. Why? Well, because if it was a Saturday, we would go there. So then go. Why are you letting a day of the week hold you back from having what you want? out of life. So what? That February the 14th falls on Monday. Saturday, whatever you would have done had it been on Saturday, go and do it, my goodness. Just do it. You can do it. You have my permission. If you were going to go to a hotel and, you know, pretend it's your honeymoon, whatever, go do it. Don't go. As a matter of fact, you'd get a better deal probably. Because if Valentine's Day really was on a Saturday, do you know what you would pay for that room? Probably twice as much as you got to pay for it now. Go the Saturday after. We'll get the room cheap then. Oh, whatever you do, just don't go Saturday, March 12th, because that's the day we're having our big booking thing, so you don't want to miss that. And I don't want you to miss that, because you're going to be in the room with so much power that when you leave that room, you, believe me, you will be on fire, but the good kind of fire. You will be charged up. Your battery will be charged up or recharged March 12th, Saturday, at Newark at the Wyndham Hotel for our Book Writers and Publishers Convention. Also, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, there is the Black Film Festival at Rutgers University. Part of it's going to be at the Paul Roberson Center. The other part will be at, on that Thursday, it will be at the Newark Public Library, Thursday evening, and then Friday and Saturday at the Paul Roberson Center. And you can get the information for that online if you just inbox me. I can send you the information. It's absolutely free. The film festival is absolutely free. And we're going to have one of the filmmakers will be on next week, and she's going to be able to tell you a little bit more about it. And she's one of the persons who will be airing her film that day, showing her film that day. So that will be exciting. We'll get to meet her right here on the Coach Lisa Show. We can also show up at the event and get to talk to her. For those of you aspiring filmmakers, her film is about a 15-minute film. You see, it doesn't have to be a very long one. But she is getting what she wants out of her life. She always wanted to do this, or, you know, for a while she wanted to do it. She quit her full-time job to become a filmmaker. No, listen, if you're letting other people stop you from doing and getting what you want out of life, whose problem, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? To end up at the end of the road, to only say, this is not where I wanted to go. 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, even 5 years down the road that you don't need to be on, it's a wasted time and energy, time that you can't get back. So it's best to stop, look at what it is that you're doing, look at what do you really, really want out of life. What would bring you joy? What would bring you happiness? Here's how we ask the question some years ago. We ask people the question, what would you, for helping me to find out what it is that you really wanted to and love to do and would do no matter what. We ask people, what would you do even if you didn't get paid for it? What thing would you do and not mind doing and just love doing even if there was no pay for it? And when you can honestly answer that, if you would do that day and night, for no money, okay, you just love doing it, or the thing that's your hobby, the thing that you consider your hobby, okay? Now, if that's what brings you utter joy, utter happiness, that is the thing that you can turn into, actually, possibly a profitable gig for yourself. Yeah, you can turn that into a profitable gig for yourself. Enough, because here's the thing, because at that point, it won't be about the amount of finances. Because remember now, you're operating full throttle on being satisfied and being fulfilled, being spiritually in alignment with your Creator. Being aligned totally line with everything that your Creator has created you to do, to be, and to have, and to live, so that you can live it every day. Remember, because of all the people that you're going to touch, and all those people that they will touch, and those people that they will touch, that ripple effect that happens just like when you drop the pebble in the water creates a ripple effect. You are creating a ripple effect in society. And the effect that you're creating is either a positive or a negative one. So people who are unhappy, they're not happy with their lives. These are those individuals who you see them, and boy, it looks like they just got out of a fight. Or as Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell would say, then he would say, boy, it looks like you're sucking on lemons. Look so mean. Mean people. Stop being mean. Be nice. Be gentle. Be kind. Be meek. Be humble. Treat everyone special. But how can you do that if you're not happy? How can you do that if you're not satisfied? How can you do that if you're not being fulfilled yourself? How can you do? Because the mind will misconstrue those messages if you're treating everyone else better than you treat your own self. So you're dogging you out, but you're treating everybody else with all of this kindness and love. No, you can't do that. You have to be good to yourself. So how are we going to do this? How are you going to live this life that you really want, the life you want to live? Having the career you want. Now, let me just backtrack for a minute to that Valentine's thing. How to have the life that you want. Stop wishing, oh, I wish I had a better husband. No, you got what you got. Enjoy what you got. Find all of the wonderful and positive things about that person. Make a list of all of, no, really, make a list of all of the wonderful things. Did I say make a list of the things that you don't like or the things that drive you not crazy, because we don't say that anymore. You're not being driven crazy. And so all the things, I'll just say all the things you don't like. I didn't say make a list of that, did I? And that's what some people do. Some people, the reason why they cannot enjoy fully, 100%, their mate or their spouse is because they have in their memory bank that they keep in the forefront of their mind all the negative things about the person, all the things that they don't like. So even when the person does something wonderful or kind or nice, that negative thought comes very quick and says, oh, but they're horrible. Oh, but she's an lousy cook. Oh, but she doesn't keep the house tidy. Oh, but he doesn't do this. And he doesn't, you know, help me with my car. And he doesn't call me 3 times a day just to say I love you. You see, those negative thoughts come because we're always thinking on those. If you constantly think on the bad things about a person, and I'm just using, you know, spouses as an example, I could use people in any kind of a relationship, co-workers, boss, staff, it doesn't matter, parents, children, it's all the same, teachers, students, student, college professors, partners in business, customers, business owner, customer, I could use any relationship, it's all the same. If you constantly are remembering the negative things, when they do something good, but negative things will remind you of that, and then you'll overlook the good stuff. You won't even notice that. And you'll still have that grumpy attitude, that grumpy mindset, that grumpy personality around it. But if you want to have a loving allure, if you want to have a loving ambiance around your mate, think on all the good things. Now, for some people, that's hard because you're over the years, I don't know how long you've been married, for those of you that aren't, over the years you were so busy remembering all the bad things. So here's how to get out of that. And now I want you to make a list of all the good stuff. I don't care if it's two things. Make a list. And now what you're going to do is you're going to put those two things or 200 things, whatever it is, and you're going to put those in the forefront of your memory bank, of your mind. In other words, you're going to think on those things every day, all day. And so, therefore, when they do something negative or something you don't like, something that would normally get under your skin, then all those positive thoughts will push that negative thought out. You say, nah, because he's great. Nah, she's wonderful. Nah, she does this or he does that. You see? And how that works? Now, that's the same process you want to use on your life. You're going to think positive thoughts, good thoughts about what you want, and then you're going to go to it. And when the negative thought comes and says, you can't do that, your positive thoughts that you've already been thinking on all day and every day will push it out the way. Push. You say push? It's going to push. P-U-S-H. Push. Your positive thinking will push those negative thoughts. Some of you are already noticing this. Some of you that maybe when you first came to the Coach Felisa show, you maybe have had a lot of negative thoughts about your life. And now over time, you notice that those thoughts, they may even be gone totally. Well, they're still in your mind. But what happened? The positive thoughts took control. That's where we read in the scriptures where he says, there's a war in my spirit. There's a war going on inside, okay? There's two competing forces. Well, there's competing forces in our mind. There's these negative thoughts, and then we can have positive thoughts. Well, if you dwell on the negative thoughts, when a positive thought comes, the negative thought goes boop, boop, and knocks it out the way. Or pushes it out the way. So we're just reversing things. Now we're putting the positive thoughts in the forefront, letting them dominate, thinking on those constantly throughout the day. And so that's why I ask you, write them down. Write down positive affirmations. Like, for instance, let's just say your name is Sheila. I'm just using it. You know, get some construction paper or colored paper, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, type on there, Sheila rocks, and you put that on your, you know, put it on the wall, in your bedroom, in your living room, wherever you need to. You know, success in life is, you know, Sheila living her dreams. Or, you know, put these affirmations down. The goals of, you know, your goals will take you to the, you know, destiny of your dreams. Write these affirmations down. Put them on a wall or somewhere. But look at them daily, on a daily basis. It takes 21 days to break a habit or create one. What habit will you break today? Well, I hope you're going to break the habit of wishing. No longer do we wish for things. We're not children. Little kids wish that their parents will let them go outside and play after school. Right? People wish, the kids wish the tooth fairy will come and leave them money under their pillow. Children, they wish and they, you know, want Santa Claus to bring them toys. Okay, but we're grown now. We don't wish, we do. So therefore we have. You do, you will have. The two go together. What you have is based on what you've been doing. Some people say, I don't have anything. Well, you haven't been doing anything. Get up and do something and you will have. That's what I tell people. You know, people, oh, I don't have. So, okay, well, what have you been doing? Well, I haven't done that. Okay, well, there you go. You want, you got to do. You got to go and do it. Some people don't feel they have any energy. Well, go do energy. How do you do energy? You exercise. You eat properly. You don't. lot of toxins into your system, which can rob you of energy. You drink a lot of water. Water helps to restore your cells in your body. You need water to restore your cells. When cells get dried out, they die. And some cells, they do rejuvenate themselves, but some can't, especially some of the ones in the brain. So you want to drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest. You know, I know some people, they don't think I get a lot of rest because I'm up late and I get up early. But you see, but there are days that I can sleep 24 hours straight, no problem. So I get my night, like say for instance, a person gets 8 hours a night, and so you add that up. But here's the thing, I may get all of that in 2 days. I can do it, you know. See, there you go. I can do it. I don't wish I can do it. I don't hope I can do it. I don't try to do it. I just go and do it. So here are some things that you want to do so that you can live. And if you have a question, I would gladly answer your question or your comment. Okay. Let's see. Caller 954. You are on the air with Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. I'm grateful to be tuned into your show this morning. You have been such a great inspiration to me. You have hit on a lot of key points this morning. And the main thing is, yes, you have to do. You're not supposed to go on a wish, like the song you said, Wishing Upon a Star, because that's just really make-believe. We are living in a world that's realistic, and there are things that we have to do realistically in order to accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish within our lives. Those things that we're really wanting for ourselves, our desires and everything. And I have been one who's had a lot of desires. I have been giving tools as well, too, but I have found myself constantly tunneling, you know, just constantly making the same mistakes and not applying the tools that are being given to me, and it becomes hurtful after all. You know, it comes to a point where one has to have confidence within themselves and really love themselves as well, too, in order to reach to the level where you're saying that you just have to do and move out of faith as well, too. Move out on faith and trust the process of the things in order for these things to come to pass within your life. So, I just thank you.
You're welcome, and hopeful walking. I didn't realize it was you. So, good morning, and welcome. And, you know, I tell you, and that's why I said, and I know there are people that they've actually told me that they've listened to the show. They started listening to the show, and over time, they were able to make those necessary changes in their life. Like you said, you know, we all need that confidence. Okay? We need to feel confident about what we're doing. And we need, yes, and when you said, and like when you mentioned faith, stepping out on faith, well, faith and doing are the same things.
Because say this, because the definition of faith is you actually believing in something that's not seen, but you're having the faith that it does exist, it is there, or it will come to pass. Even though you don't see it, you're believing and trusting that it's there and it will come to pass. So that's exactly what it is. Just by doing, it will actually fall into place. You just have to trust and believe everything that you're doing, God is going to allow doors to open for those things to come to pass that you're wishing or praying or wanting to become true.
And so, what we're saying here, how to get, how to get what you want out of life. And do you know how to do that now?
Well, I'm still working on it. As I said, I have been given tools, but I have found myself still tumbling. So I'm still in the process myself. You know, I'm not going to say that I have truly arrived, but God has told me and worked with me at certain levels of my life, and I'm just proceeding forward in order to make those things that has become a struggle to become something that's no longer a problem or an obstacle within my life.
Okay. All right. Well, you can be like myself and Miss Patricia and some others, Miss Kiva and others, where we're bomb girls. And so hopefully you'll listen in on Mondays with Mr. Paul Kiriazi from Tokyo, Japan, calling all the way from Japan. He's doing a lesson, a mini-series, four parts, and you can go back and listen to last Monday's archives if you didn't hear the show, where he gave out 21 rules of the Bond lifestyle. Now, it's very important because it's not just about the James Bond movie thing that's unreal. He brought it into a self-help personal development seminar type of teaching. So you'll get a lot out of it. And again, I promise you, and so a James Bond woman, when you say you're James Bond girls, here's what it means. It means we're intelligent. Means that we're independent, walking with independent, and we are business women. We are business women, okay? So that's what we mean when we say we're a Bond girl. And the show will be back on. Yes, stop listening to, Patricia is saying to you, hopeful walking, you start living the Bond girl life with us. Yes, it also gives you, what this show also gives you is something that most people have to pay a lot of money for, and that's accountability partners, because that's typically what the average coach is. It's an accountability person. So people who tune into the show every day, every week, couple times a week, what have you, feel they have some accountability. Like, for instance, I know somebody, I forget who I was talking to the other day. They were like, they were busy, right? They said, yeah, Coach, we're out. I don't know, maybe it was Elaine. That's who it was, Elaine. She's so funny. She was like, yeah. I said, oh, I was, I talked to her. She's stuck doing all these things. She says, yeah, I'm out doing all the stuff that y'all is telling us to go and do.
Just a few minutes left, just a few seconds left, barely 10 seconds. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Please, please, please do not forget. This is live. This is me now. Do not forget to go to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. Please connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter. There are over 400 archives. And remember always that your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Well, this has been Coach
now,
Lalisa.
Now, the challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share
share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move.